Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Here's Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. This is your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. Well, today I have your favorite guest on, the one I have every month, the spirit medium, Laura Lee, and you all love her so much, and I can tell by the numbers that she is your favorite guest. So we love having Laura here, and she's back today. I think we're going to focus on spring, and she will be taking your calls. So let me bring her on so we can get started. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for coming back, as usual.
I always appreciate you having me here and allowing a forum for all of us to visit, along with all your callers.
It is my absolute joy and pleasure. So, you mentioned to me that you want to talk about spring today. What is it that you want to share with us?
Well, I thought, being at March and everything, you know, we're usually preparing for spring, and we also had daylight savings. You know, we spring forward for the time in order to step into the spring zone, but this is usually the month everybody, well, not everybody, some, focus on clearing the clutter, you know, and, you know, opening up the space and opening up windows and letting the fresh air in and everything. And I thought it would be a good time to talk about clearing our own clutter and what's holding us back
definitely.
From moving forward. And, you know, being in the business that I am as a medium, I work with a lot of people who asked me to come in and clear their spaces, and usually because they're feeling some negativity or maybe an entity or whatever it may be, you know, that seems suffocating in their home. And while I found some experiences that I find are interesting about this dynamic, and I wanted to bring those up because a lot of people think there's a separation between their physical space, their emotional spiritual space, and their mental space. And quite honestly, there is no separation. That's exactly what we perceive with our, you know, our three-dimensional world, but it's actually all connected. And sometimes when I'm asked to go into these spaces to help people clear, I find that there is a lot of clutter. And that clutter is usually things that are associated could be with typically, you know, a loved one who's passed over and they're still holding on to all their belongings. Or that somebody who, you know, has lost major in their life, maybe family or something of that sort, or even having some mental issues about their past, and the clutter starts to build up around them. And one of the first things that I always recommend to people in order to clear their space, you know, as a medium is to physically clean it. And sometimes even sometimes, you know, painting the space will actually do an enormous job on our physical, emotional, and mental well-being. Having, you know, parents who were in the design business, they were interior decorators, and they had an interior decorating shop, and my mom was really big on getting her clients to paint the space, to clear the space as well.
Hmm.
And I'm more, even though I'm more of a spiritual metaphysician, I also believe the physical is very much interlinked with all that. Now, it's not always the case that you know, an untidy space will cause for mental holdbacks or spiritual, emotional holdbacks, because those can happen too without having, you know, having a very tidy space. I've seen those too. But I would say one of the first ways to help yourself move forward and even make yourself feel a little bit lighter is keeping this, your place tidy as much as possible. That brings harmony to you. And you know when it's not bringing harmony to you. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. Right. I mean, I like everything in order, and when it's not, I feel out of sorts, and that's just the way it is.
Right.
But there are people that can live in clutter and are very comfortable with it, so it's not a priority. Yeah.
Well, my husband, my partner and I definitely have two different ideas of what clutter is. He's more anal than I am. I'm a little bit, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there. He's a little more tidy than I am. But I think what it comes down to is what feels, you know, peaceful to you. And anyway, the bottom line is today I want to talk about some clearing techniques about our physical, emotional, mental space to clear out things that have been holding us back. And on a mere an emotional, spiritual, mental level, that can be a myriad of things. It could be, here's a good one. Let's say you've lost your job and your focus, your mental objective is constantly about where you're not and you don't have the job, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that can hold you back from seeing opportunities because your mind is so focused on what's not there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh,
and,
Laura. I do.
Yes,
I can highly relate to that. Yes.
I know. So that's why I wanted to talk about this. And then that's the same as goes for, let's say you've lost a relationship or lost a loved one, but the concentration and the focus is completely on and absorbed about your loss.
Right.
And so we miss the opportunities of connection and the relationships that might be presented in front of ourselves or the opportunities that come from other people that want to present you a prospective job, but you might be turned away from it because you're still seeing, I don't have what I had before. You know, it's
right.
Got to fit in a certain type of box. But if we allow our space to be cleared from the conceptual ideas of what we thought we need and what we want, something new can come in and emerge, and that's what we're going to be talking about, clearing this space and so we can spring forward in life and be open and embrace something new that comes in. And I think this is a perfect time to talk about it in the month of March. So
I think so.
During the in between our calls today, I'd like to talk about some clearing techniques that I think will work. And a lot of the stuff that we're going to talk about is things we already know, but we dismiss, you know, as being really important, just like clearing the clutter of our space, you know, going and cleaning out the closets. That's pretty much what we're going to be talking about today.
Okay. Well, we have four anxious callers who've been holding for over 20 minutes, each of them.
Okay.
So I think we should get started. Let's start with the person who's been holding the longest. And this is, This is area code 443. Good morning. Are you there?
I am. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. You're
Hi.
From my hometown. I'm from Baltimore originally.
You are?
What,
oh, okay.
Yeah, where are you from?
I'm near Annapolis.
Oh, okay, great. What is your name?
My name is Kathy.
Okay, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
What
is your question
for
Laura?
I was wondering if you could tell me when you think I'll be retiring. And speaking of clutter, oh, my God, I'm like a hoarder. I have many crafts, and so, I am going to have to really clean out the house when I move to Florida.
Oh, that's where I live.
Oh, you do?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's a divine connection. You guys are from the same home
same
area.
Same hometown, and we ended up in the same place. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're in Florida.
Yeah, I'm in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay,
yay.
I'm on the West Coast near Cape Coral.
Nice, very nice. Okay.
Oh my gosh, it's 11:11.
Oh, yeah.
Well, make a wish, Kathy. Make a wish. 11:11 to me is an angel number that indicates, you know, wherever your thoughts are right now, the universe is taking a snapshot. So you want to make sure to change it and focus your attention on being in Florida full time, Kathy.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay. So, you know, I think it'll come sooner than what you believe it will. You know, right now, I think there's some changes in that are happening behind the scenes that you might not even be aware of. Are you right-handed, Kathy?
Yes.
I have a gentleman who's on the other side. He's on paternal side, father's side, that I'm seeing connected. You know, I don't know if this is your father and or somebody, you know, or grandfather, but I just feel like there's a connection to a name. Go ahead.
You know what? Today's my father's birthday. He's on the other side.
Oh, well, he's right there with you.
Wow.
Yeah, because I just feel, you know, well, how cool is that?
Really?
Because I feel there is a strong connection. He popped up as soon as you got on the phone. That's who I saw come into your space. And, you know, when you said Florida anyway, I felt like there was a strong draw to water, and it might be as far back when you were younger or associated with your father or your family on some level. Did you have, did you guys go to water a lot, or did you go to a lake or someplace or vacation near water on regular basis?
Yeah, my grandfather had a camp in Oneida Lake in New York.
Okay. Yeah, well, he's confirming that, all that for you. So that's why I said I think it's going to happen sooner than you believe. And I think it might be a progression. It'll be easy step for you because I think what will happen, there will be a drawdown. I don't know if you do flexible hours now, but I feel like it'll be a pullback to like a part-time where you'll have more flexible hours.
Oh, my God. I was just talking about that to my husband last night. I said, if I have to stay longer than next, I said, if I go past December of this year, then I'm going on part-time, I told him.
Well, that's what, I feel like it's going to be an easy transition for you because it'll be that step down for you. And then, they'll give you, I don't know, I think they'll make it easy for you. And you'll be, you know, it will be both simpatico with your employer and yourself. It will be like an easy transition for both of you. So, and I think everybody will be happy as a result. So you guys already have a place in Florida, it sounds like, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, everything's already set up and arranged. So you'll have to keep us posted, Kathy.
I will.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much.
That's exciting. Thank you, Kathy. I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
Let's see. Okay. And our next caller is Carolyn from area code 908, right? Do I have you right?
Yes, you do. Thank you, Andy.
Good morning, Carolyn. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you so
good
much.
Hi, Carolyn. What is your question for Laura, or what would you like to talk about?
Well, I would like to talk about, one, if I get any messages, I would love it. In regards to a contract that I'm anticipating manifest for one of my clients, it's a publishing contract.
A publishing contract. Yeah. I say that with great joy because there's so many writers around me right now, including myself and as well as Randy.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Writing the book right now.
I love light workers who publish books because that's who I really are, the ones I want to represent. And what I do, I submit it to major publishing houses. So
awesome.
I'm a literary agent, so well, that's one of my things. I do publish. I do all kinds of stuff. Getting involved with.
So you're wanting this particular client, right, Caroline?
Yes.
Is that what you're looking at?
Yes.
You know, I think I know you're manifesting it. But, you know, the idea with manifestation, I hope you heard us when we said 11-11, you put that out there during the 11-11.
Yes.
But I love this stuff. But you have to remember, too, you put it out there and then you just let it go. You don't focus on it. You don't, like, pick the pimple because it just makes things worse. So I just think it will eventually come around, especially if you already know the power and you know about using the energy to put it out there and such to draw things to you. But in the meantime, I wouldn't get too distracted because there's other little things that are going to come up and pop up around you with other agencies that aren't as prominent, okay? And they might even make up a bigger bulk than the client that you're looking at, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Caroline, when I say this also, are you connected? Because I feel like there's another Caroline in your family or a Carol or something of that sort.
My grandma.
Yeah, she's on the other side.
Yes.
Yeah, because I see her. I felt like there was a connection with a loved one over there that's overseeing you as a guide. Okay,
yes.
So I wanted to say that as a confirmation to my message, okay? And you're going to thrive. You know, I know you're contracting with these people, but I almost feel like, too, you might even be creating your own publishing agency.
Yes. Should that be coming up soon, or is that, like, future? Because I want to do it. I know how to
Well, it's part of the evolution. You're learning. That's why you're so engaged in all this right now, and you love it. I think you're evolving, and eventually that's what's going to come out of it. You're going to create your own.
Yes. And also,
okay. Well, there you go, darling.
Thank you so much. That's beautiful.
Yes. Well, keep us posted, okay?
I will.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Okay.
Thank you for waiting.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. It was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, so let's talk about clearing this clutter thing.
Okay.
Before we take another caller, because let's talk about the basics, okay? Because, we talked to the first caller who told us that her place was just, you know, full of clutter. And yet she wants to move out of that place and get down to Florida, right? Okay.
Right,
so,
exactly.
All right, so she knows it's all about the crafts, and I can get that part because I'm an artist too, and I have an art space where it's just full with clutter like that too. And my suggestion is, of course, as I mentioned earlier, if you have clutter around the home that's making you uneasy and you know it is, start there first, okay? And your physical environment is definitely connected to your spiritual and mental. there is no separation because it's all unifying. It's all us. It's a part of us. Okay, so some of the basics I highly recommend to move you out of your stuck mental state in your spiritual state, and we'll get to some spiritual techniques later in the hour, but the basics are, and everybody's heard these things, but I really want you to take them into consideration when I say them: exercise, eating foods that energize you, and you know which ones it is, you know. I mean, going up to McDonald's and get yourself a burger and you feel bad about it afterwards is a good example of that's not energizing food, okay, even though we love it every now and then. Okay, and then so exercise, eating energizing foods, and just plain rest helps us move out of those spiritual mental depths that keep us blocked. And those are so basic that people forget and don't make time for themselves. And those things are like, you know, taking care of a baby, taking care of yourself. It's so simple and so basic, but it can do such drastic changes to your day-to-day existence to help you move out of those head spaces.
That's true. I mean, we're not conditioned to take care of our inner world, you know, but it's so important because it is everything. We have to take care of
no.
us.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Because everybody's, a lot of people's objective is, all right, one, their basic needs is, you know, to find money to keep the roof over their head and everything. But they'll negate the most important things, and that's taking care of their body.
Right.
Getting its rest and getting the exercise it needs. Stepping outside in the sunshine for 15 minutes a day makes such a difference, especially if you live up north, having come from Chicago originally. I mean, just in the winter months, it's so hard, even in March, you know, overcast skies, just to find light and getting out and just being part of it for about 15 minutes will just do wonders for your mental and spiritual well-being.
So true.
And that goes for your space at work, too, your workspace. I mean, if you are stuck on something, clearing up your space in your work environment, even taking mini breaks for yourself to clear your head and clear your spiritual being, and making connections with people in the office, or making connections if you happen to be sitting at home and not leaving the house, and that's where your work environment is, but just going out to a coffee shop maybe and making a connection with people just does wonders for the spirit and the mental state. So that's just one thing I wanted to talk about before we start to go take some other callers, but I've got a couple more things that I think would really help people on a spiritual level as well throughout the hour that we can talk about.
Okay, that's great. Well, we have two more people, and actually one person's been holding for 38 minutes. So
wow.
let's give them a break. Let's see. This is area code 949. Welcome to the show. What is your name?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Dee Dee.
Dee Dee,
hi,
Dee Dee. Welcome.
Hi.
What is your question for Laura?
My question is, just in Well, I left my job about a month ago, and I opened up my own place inside of my house. I'm a hairdresser, and I just wonder how she sees it going for me, and if she has any other messages.
Okay, great.
Okay, hi, Dee Dee.
Hi.
I give you such great credit for transitioning like you did and just going for it, you know, and I feel like there's some wavering whether or not, you know, to go out there and find space at a salon as well as even do your practice within your home. Have you considered that option as well?
I have, but I'm thinking if I were to go outside of my home, I wouldn't be working in a salon. I'd be doing maybe something else.
Okay, well, I see like there's a crossover between the two. okay? So when I said it, I just feel like there might be a crossover between the two, because while, you know, it's not, what's the right word for it, a salon or an outside business would probably frown upon you taking clients, but you would at the same time be independently employed with wherever the spa or salon is, and at the same time inviting people to your personal space at the house as well. But I just feel like there's a crossover between the two of them eventually, okay? And I think it's a very good start, but I think you grow into doing other things along with the hairdressing. I feel like there might be a tie-in with, and the first thing that comes to me is Medi-Pedi, and it might even come with, I don't know if that's you or if you're tied to somebody else that does services such as that, that go along with it. Do you have a friend that does something of that, or a colleague that you know of that does something like that, Dee?
No, I don't.
Do you know someone who's got a J in their name named Jen? That's the first name that comes to me. Jennifer or Jen?
Actually, I have a friend from a long, long time ago that I just ran into who no longer does nails, but about 20 years ago we worked in a salon together and she was a manicurist, and her name is Jill.
Oh, Jill, because I got a J. Okay. Well, I got a J, but I kept going to Jen. All right, well, I feel like there's a tie there. Okay, so I just feel there's a tie there, Dee Dee, and I think it's promising, and it's an evolving process, okay? So be open to the possibilities there, okay? Because I think that will all help you build your business. All right?
Okay.
So you're going to go through a couple evolutions before it gets to the place where you're going to feel really comfortable with it. And I almost feel like it turns into more of a, you know, like a day spa type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
And,
very cool.
Dee Dee, as I say this, our, you know, I know the lost job thing is kind of hard and trying to evolve into this new thing, but I see you also promoting your services around places. I see you hanging flyers and stuff. I don't know if you've done this already. But
no.
I see you, like, going out and, you know, tacking up things at local places where you can place up, you know, cards and flyers and stuff like that, and getting really involved. So I see that. Are you right-handed, Dee Dee?
Yes.
Okay, and I see on your left side, which is maternal side, I see a couple ladies there, and those are on your maternal side. I'm feeling like one might be more maternal, one's more like a sister aunt, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like somebody else must have been involved in hair at one point on that side of the family. Does that make sense?
Yes, my mother was a hairdresser.
Okay, well, she's watching over you.
Okay.
She's guiding this process for you. So you're in good hands, babe.
Okay.
You're definitely in the right direction, okay? So don't doubt your steps in any way. Just keep moving forward, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Great.
Take care.
Thank you for calling
in,
Dee Dee.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Let's take one more caller. We have time for one more caller, and then we can talk a little bit more, okay?
Okay.
Okay. This is area code 727. Good morning. Thanks. What is your name?
This is Kate. Good morning.
Kate, yes. Okay. And what is your question for Laura?
Thanks for taking my call again. Well, my daughter is going to be doing extensive traveling May, June, May and June. And I am eager to join her. Do you see anything regarding that travel?
Kate, I got to tell you what I saw when you first started talking. Who are you, a cat person, or did you have cats? Because I see cats, like domestic cats, around you when you said Kate. I don't know if that's around you or your daughter or if you had them previously. What's the deal?
I think what you may be picking up, Laura, is all through my childhood and my birth family relatives call me Cat.
Called you Cat. I knew it. Called you Cat. Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like your spirit guide as well.
I've been seeing a lot of cats lately that I know are speaking to me as spirit guides. That's affirmed.
Yeah. Okay, so let me tell you what that means, and we'll get into your how it correlates to everything else, okay? So,
okay.
All right, because it's just like cats. Domestic cats are, you know, you're finally like hunkering down onto your intuition and when I see more of like a wild cat, like a cougar or a tiger or a lion, it's kind of wild and it's not tamed. People are experimenting and just diving into their intuitive side. But when I see somebody who's got like domestic type cats around them, which I kind of saw with you, Cat, Kate, I want to call you Cat almost, is
I'm
that it's like you are you're fine-tuning your skills. You instinctively know what you need to do, and you're trusting it more. Does that make sense for you, Kate?
Perfect sense. And you can call me
Cat. So, for instance, pardon me.
Okay, we're going to call you Cat.
We're going to call you Cat, right, Cat and
okay.
Kate. Kitty
okay.
Cat. That's a good one.
That is so funny because that's what my daughter wants. She's 20, and she hopes to have children many years from now. That's what she hopes her children will call me.
Oh, yeah? Well,
yeah.
They will, because she'll tell them to call you. So, instinctively, you know you need to go on this trip with your daughter, so you're going to make it happen. And I feel like you'll get some resources, surprise resources, to help you contribute to your cause. For you to go on this trip. I think your daughter really wants you to be part of it as well, correct?
Yes. And it's extensive.
Yeah.
It's 3 continents.
I gathered that. That's why, you know, you questioned it, you know, whether or not it's going to happen. And I just want you to continue to put it out there. I'm going to give you some techniques after we get off the call with you about clearing the clutter and putting it out there so you can open up to the possibilities of resources coming to you, because I think your daughter also is really resourceful. When I say resourceful, it's like she'll know the best deals and places, like she's doing a lot of planning and forethought. I don't know if she's really much of an organizer, but that's how I kind of see her. And putting together a schedule in places where money can be saved, and also using typical resources that would save you money so you guys can go further. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense. Now, she's going to be in a class for a portion of the time, so that person's already covered.
Yes, and there will be, and that also covers you in some way too for some of the housing, believe it or not.
Right.
So that's my instinct. That's what I got with your spirit guide. So I think it's happening. You know, I think it's going to happen. I believe it's going to happen. Not that I think it is. So I'm just saying that, you know. So I'm just telling you, you'll find some other resources that are going to come through and contribute to the bottom line, okay? So, Kate, you also have, you were named after somebody else on the other side as well, right?
I was named after my mother's best friend who was living at the time. I have no idea if she has passed.
I got a sense that She's on the other side. So I feel like there's a, yeah, and she, you know, when I say it, she was kind of a worldly person herself. You know, what I mean by that, even more intellectually, maybe a book reader or something of that sort too, and pretty expansive about the world around her. So I just feel like there's a lot of attributes that she passes on as a guide to you. Okay, so that your mom might have admired and wanted in her own daughter. So anyway, that's the bottom line. Okay, so when you get the ticket, you better call us back and let us know. Okay?
Yeah, and you know something, Kate? The reason I asked you if it was Kate with a K is because our theme today is clearing clutter, and we have a Carolyn, a Kathy, and now we have a Kat. So I wanted to see if Kate was spelled with a C, and as it turned out, you go by Kat. So there you go. It's a C day.
Wow.
Okay. Thank you for calling in. Okay.
I am going to be listening about your tips for intention and expanding intention.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Wait,
I'm going to put you back
quick,
on hold, and
we,
you can hear, okay?
Wait a second. Wait, Randy.
Wait, you
Kate,
want her back?
Kate?
Wait.
Yeah,
can we get her
Kate?
Back? Okay, Kate, you have a mic again.
Kate, I'm sorry, while we were still talking, I also saw a gentleman come up with a cane. Who's that?
That is likely my daughter's, you know, I heard a discussion yesterday about how much dating has changed, and now young people refer to dating as talking. Kevin is my daughter's boyfriend who's not her boyfriend.
Okay.
Thank you for chuckling. I do all the time.
Okay. So this, and how is he related to the old man with the cane that I see coming up upon you? I'm talking on a spirit level, honey.
Oh, on a spirit level. Hey, Kay.
Yes.
Kay.
I see an older man who came up behind you with a cane, who is walking with a cane, who had challenges with walk and had to use a cane.
Caleb.
No, not a Caleb. Do you hear me? It's an older gentleman, and he had a cane. He had a trouble with the walk, so he had
C-A-N-E, cane.
Right. I'm trying to think. My grandfather was Morgan Lafayette. The other grandfather, I have let me see.
I feel like somebody's still holding on to the cane here in the physical plane. It has it that's connected to him.
Currently? Now, my mother occasionally
uses
a cane.
Uses a cane. All right. So she uses a cane. Did her father on that side as well?
You know, all the old Southern folks used canes. So they all had canes.
Okay. Okay,
yep,
so he shows me using a cane, and I feel like somebody here is using it, and he's close by, wanted to say hello, okay? So I think he's watching over her, because I feel like there's... So anyway, I had to share that, because it came up while you guys were chit-chatting about other things, okay?
Okay.
So anyway, that's also a confirmation that you're going, okay? God bless.
Okay, well, she has an 80th birthday coming up. Do you see anything else? Does he have anything around her and her health?
You can just tell her he wishes her happy birthday, and you know, he's there with her by her side. I think that would make an enormous impact on her, because she adored him, I guess.
My
next
word out of my mouth were she adored him.
Yes. So, honey, when you say the cane, I don't know if she'll be open to this, that you talk to a medium. Just tell her that I saw his cane and it was connected to her, okay? So.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Kat. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you.
All right. Very good.
Okay. All right. So we have a couple minutes to, let's see, what time is it? Okay.
Let's see if we
have about 2 minutes left to finish up. Will that give you enough time?
Yeah, let's do it. So first minute, I just want to say another round of clearing techniques. Very simple. and just be open to what I'm saying here. Prayer is one of the easiest ways to clear your chest off of your, your burdens. And prayer is talking to spirit, talking to God, whoever you want to talk to. It could be even your dearly departed. Talk about your burdens. Lay it to rest through prayer. Meditation is listening to spirit talk to you. There's no talking in meditation. Meditation's the time when you totally sit still in silence. Silence is golden. Listen to your guidance. Of course, I'm big on this as a medium. So I highly recommend this as a clearing technique, because sometimes we get so focused again, like, I don't have a job, I don't have a job, I don't have a job. And instead of really sitting there and just taking, you know, praying, please take this burden from me, and then meditation, listening to what the next steps are. That's what meditation's for, is listening to guidance and then trusting it. Okay, so another good method for clearing techniques, releasing the burdens. I'm going to give you guys a couple of them, and let's go through the exercises together. So let's say you have a relationship that's a hot button for you right now, and you're hot and heavy about it. It could be a colleague, family member, neighbor, friend, somebody who's giving you a hard time, and you're really challenged by it, and you want it to move to a different space. One of the best ways to do is hand it over. This is my clearing technique for handing it over. This also can be used for, let's say you got money problems right now and you can't pay your bills, okay? So you want to, you know, see a visual thing that identifies with this thing, whatever it is. Maybe if it's the person, you identify and see the person in front of you. If it's money, say you want your wallet, just look at your wallet. If it's a job and you're looking for a job, see your resume in your hand right now, okay? And how I usually use this technique is I just open myself up and I close my eyes and I visualize my angel standing in front of me. And I hand over, let's say, if it's a person, I hand over the person. If it's money issues, I hand over my wallet. If it happens to be a job, hand over your resume and hand it over to your angel and ask them to release the burden from your heart and thank them for restoring your heart with peace, love, and joy, and see the angel fly off far away and take that burden from you. And you're putting it out into the universe, okay? And so one other technique that I've always used, too, is that you, instead of seeing the angel, you can put it off in a bubble and send it off in the bubble, or send it off in a white light up into the universe. But I want to bring back a point that we came across with our caller, Dee Dee.
We have to do this really quickly because we're going to shut down.
Yes.
Laura, we're going to shut. Okay,
we
really
talked
quickly
about doubt. So you don't want to linger in doubt too much, because that also is clutter, because that says to the universe you're not sure, and so you're going to get mixed results when you sit there in doubt. So whenever possible, clear the clutter and focus on the end result, and then just let it go.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you. I think we all can do that. Laura's going to be back April 27th at the same time, same place, 11 a.m.,
and
yeah,
and
so if you didn't get to talk to her today, you can call back then. Thanks, Laura. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a great day. So our time is up for today, but if you have any comments or questions about today's show, you can email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. Randy is R-A-N-D-I, always. All my shows are archived after broadcasting and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Talk Radio show host, author, and life issues counselor Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, Randy G. Fine, RANDIGFINE.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait to be.